chapter that deals with the credit history. For example, if let's say you have these items on there and you never dispute whether or not they're valid or for any reason, you never ask them to be corrected, I should say. We add a 100-word statement or less to each item saying why you're disputing it, but we never ask for it to be corrected in the beginning of the course. So immediately, as soon as we send off our first letter to fix your credit, it's going to have a better rating.
Just because people will look at that and they're going to say, instead of seeing nothing, what they've been seeing is you've been hurting your credit. Now when your credit gets looked at, they say, oh, he's disputing this for some reason.
Exactly. So we're not just leaving it out there so it's totally ruined for the next 7 years.
Right.
We're working on it. So realistically, you're looking at, you go through this course in about a year, and about a year later, about total of about 2 years, your credit history is coming back to where it was in the beginning, which is probably a good thing for most of us because with good credit, where did that get us?
Yeah, right.
Lots of debt.
Exactly.
So maybe that's a good reprieve for a while.
Exactly. I bet there's some people that, you know, that have done so much damage to their credit already, not on purpose, but because they've been laid off or they've been sick or something like that. It happens. I know I have a lot of friends that have gone through problems like that, and their credit just gets, you know, really torqued. At this point, if you can get them to a point where now they can start off almost fresh, you know, with eliminating a lot of this high interest debt that they have, you know, now they finally have a chance, whereas before, it's just getting worse.
That's right.
You know, it just continues to snowball and get worse and worse and worse.
It's under control.
Yeah, you've helped them put it under control. You have something in there that says, hey, now that you've got it under control, maybe you should cut up those credit cards, maybe you should do this and this and this.
Yeah, a lot of people, they'll spend another $10,000 over the next year to feverishly try to keep their credit in good standing.
Yeah.
And then it just bottoms out. You know, their income stays the same, and it reaches a point where they just can't do it anymore.
Do you have to have a lawyer's mentality to be able to understand all these things?
Well, it's written for people that don't want to use an attorney.
Okay.
For whatever reason. You have to have a high school reading level, I would think. It's written on that level.
Okay.
So if you have a decent attention span and a reading level, high school reading level, you're going to do fine with this thing. Your learning curve might be 3 months. I've had attorneys use this in almost every state. In fact, I've had one attorney from the Attorney General's office in one of the states use this, and their learning curve is like a couple of weeks.
No, if you're going through these things and you've sent your letters and you don't seem to be getting anywhere, if I decide, you know what, I just can't keep dealing with this, can I still file for a bankruptcy? Or
that's a good question. I had a guy in, I think it was October and November of last year. They were farmers in Nebraska. They won the lawsuit against Citibank for $8,000. Okay, the judge dismissed Citibank's lawsuit against them.
Yeah.
Then a month later, they won a lawsuit against Household for about $5,000. Now remember, these people are farmers. They have no clue about court.
Right.
Because even with those two wins, they just didn't want to deal with it anymore. And they went and filed bankruptcy.
It was just too much for them to have to go through all this stuff.
It can be overwhelming for people.
I'm sure it's very emotional too. You know,
sure, and a lot of people that do this stuff have never been to court, and so you know when they hear me discussing it, they keep hearing court, court, court. Oh my gosh, I have to go to court.
Yep.
But the truth is, that's the only interesting part of this. The quiet part of it is we do some letters and we never hear from them again. We get some nasty phone calls, send a letter, make a statement on the phone, done.
And like you said at the beginning, there's definitely a percentage of times where you send your letter and they send back and say, geez, I'm really sorry we bothered you.
That happens once in a while. Most of the time, we don't get anything back.
They just leave you alone, don't send you any more statements?
Exactly, right. And here's a typical thing you can expect. You get your statements, then you send our letters. You still get these statements, and then after like 3 to 6 months, you'll get a notice saying it was charged off.
Okay.
And then you might get a collection letter.
Yeah.
You send our response, and that's it. That's like 90% of the cases.
And then you just never hear anything again. Everything
drops. It just sits on your credit history. And the reason why that happens is not because our letters are so well written. It does help, but the reason is economics. The banks calculate that if they just sit on your credit history for a while, you'll pay.
Oh, okay.
Lots of people will go through a closing on their house within that 7 years, and the escrow company will make them pay the creditors to get the mortgage.
Okay.
So the banks wait for that. Or, believe it or not, they actually wait for you to die, as morbid as that sounds.
Then they go after your estate.
They just file a document with the court, and they attach it to your estate. So if there's life insurance, there it goes.
If somebody had done it, if they're doing that and they're just letting it sit, if you responded to the things that are on your credit statement, if you responded to whether it was Equifax or whatever, and you've said, you know, this is, I'm disputing this, can they still go after your estate and that sort of stuff, or how does that work?
Oh, sure. You can send them dispute letters, and they can sue you at any time. I mean, if you're asking if they can sue you, That's always a possibility.
Okay, so they can sue you. But what I'm saying is when these people, when you say most of the time nothing happens, most of the time you don't get a letter from them, you know, they tell you they're going to go this, then you go to collections, you send them your letter, and then it just goes and sits on your credit report.
Okay.
Is there any way to get it off of your credit report there?
Oh, yeah, you can, and that's where our dispute letters come in.
Okay.
Because we've already sent those dispute letters, we don't care what they're going to do. We don't care if the bank's going to sue you or not. We're setting this up, assuming the worst, and then if nothing happens, the worst doesn't happen, or either way, we're going to take those letters and use them to fix your credit history.
Okay.
And it doesn't always work because the guy who gets your dispute letter probably doesn't care. He's making $8 an hour, and he doesn't really care about you. And if he has time that day and he agrees with you, maybe he'll fix it.
Yeah.
Lots of times, Equifax will just remove the item until the 30 or 60 days that they can verify it.
Okay.
And we tell you how the system works, but a lot of people don't know that when they first dispute an item on their credit history, it's an automated verification system.
Yeah.
So the verification process is only to verify that the spelling of your name is correct and the account number is correct. And they do that all by computer.
Okay.
So that's why people just give up after the first letter because the credit bureau says, everything's fine over here.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it. So we write back and say, no. There's a little bit more to this, and we explain why. And then it must bottom out to someone that actually reads the document, and that's where we get our results on the second letter.
I see. Okay, so I mean, it is possible for people to pull themselves out and end up with a better credit report than when they started.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, just like anything, you just work at it. I for myself, personally, because I write the book, I like to do things that are in my book. But my purpose is to show that people can get through their lives without having their credit history, you know, have to be everything.
Right, your credit. So your credit history isn't the be-all and end-all of everything for you ever to own anything again.
Yeah, as much as the banks and the insurance companies want it to be, there's ways to get around that. And I wish more people would do that because these large companies have to realize that we're just not that. It's a good system. I mean, it's good to make people pay because they'll pay to keep good credit. In fact, there's a lawsuit right now by the state of Florida against the insurance industry in the state to stop them from the homeowners insurance to use credit histories to qualify people for their rates.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's going around the country that way.
Wow. That's great. That's great for a lot of the people that, you know, I mean, I bet there's more people than I would imagine that have black marks on their credit history, you know, even though everybody seems to be trying to do the best thing. I mean, some of the part that makes you wonder is the people that are driving around, and you sit there and go, how in the heck can they pay for that?
Oh, yeah, sure, I wonder. I pulled my report about a month ago, and there was an item on there that was totally unrelated to me with somebody else's name on there.
Wow.
So there are things like that that, you know, if you don't check your credit and you just start getting denied, it'll just get worse. And maybe it's not because you didn't do anything. They made a mistake.
And most people probably don't want to check their credit. I mean, number one, people don't want to see what situation they're in.
Right.
They don't want to find out that, oh, my gosh, look what I've done here to myself. It's easier to just live in a fantasy that everything's okay.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that will spend hundreds of dollars to pay for a service that will do it. And the funny thing is all the services that do credit repair rely on one little paragraph in the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And all that allows people to do is send letters of dispute. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to do that. And it's easy to do. It can be your hobby for the next 6 months. If you want to do a couple a week, you can have pretty good credit when you're done.
Well,
it's just like exercising. If you have an exercise program, you stay with it, you'll do well.
And is that your second book, or is that covered in this stuff?
It is covered in Winning the Collection Game.
Oh, wow. So what people would pay for someone to do their credit repair, they can buy your course, you know, and do it themselves.
Typically, I have people that buy my course. They have $60,000 to $80,000 in unsecured credit cards. They spend the few dollars on my course and get rid of all that liability in the first year, and now they're working on their credit history, and they're almost back to where they were.
Wow.
And that's huge for a lot of people.
You said the process will take a couple of years before you're back where you want to be.
As far as credit goes, yeah. It takes about a year and a half at the very most to get rid of your liabilities.
Okay.
So that you know that they're not going to do anything else to you.
Okay, so you know that now you're left alone, now everything's okay.
Exactly.
Are there things that can't be dismissed through this? I mean, I know we're not talking about mortgages. You said that's really a different process than what we're talking about. But are there other things that really can't be done? I mean, IRS debt, utility bills, that sort of stuff.
Right. Tax debts, the course doesn't talk about that. It doesn't discuss utilities. That's a different agreement. That's an invoice system. That's not a credit agreement. It doesn't deal with lease agreements either.
Okay. So if you're leasing a car, it doesn't deal with that.
Right. That's a different contract.
Are there ways to get around that stuff too?
There are. If your lease agreement or a service agreement, like if you have a mobile phone, we can't address that original contract, but if it's charged off to collections, winning the collection game definitely addresses that.
Okay.
Debt collectors.
Okay, so would that be the same thing for that, or even if it was somebody that puts down the fertilizer on your lawn? You know, you have an agreement with him and you haven't been able to pay him.
And it goes to collections. You could use it. I don't encourage people to not pay people like that that actually provide a service to you.
Yeah.
Like the hospital bills, I think people should be responsible for those. If it's a third-party debt collector, this course will work for it.
Okay, so it has to go to be a third-party debt collector.
Right. This system is much bigger than just my little credit card account with Chase Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's my children that have to live in it 20 years from now that have to pay 30% more for their things they want because the system is still around. But if we can make it expensive for the collectors, there's going to be hard scrutiny on the system. As we promote this and bring this to other people, it just gets that much more difficult for the collection system to continue the way it's going.
The course that you have here, you said you've been doing this for, what, 10 years?
Right.
Did you write a course back then in 10 years, or did you just start doing it for yourself then?
The course didn't actually become a publication until 1997.
Now, you said that you have sort of updates through the Internet constantly, am I right? So it's really the same thing you wrote in 97.
Oh, no way. It's not close to it. The only thing that's actually close to 97 was my response to the debt collectors. That's almost unchanged. In fact, I just uploaded a new upgrade this week to it. We have a specific procedure for some of the banks. Some of the banks we know so well, we know their law firms. We know where they work. We know where they're headquartered. And we know the documents they file. So I write specific procedures to deal with only those banks. It's just like surgery. I go right to the exact issue we have to deal with them, and it just makes it easier for everybody. It's all push button.
Well, I would think so. I would think, you know, the knowledge that you have in being able to get through the red tape, I mean, I would think that if I tried to find these things out on my own, it would take me forever to try and get through everybody's person so I talk to the right person. Because I'll bet that most of the people that answer the phone when you call their 800 number for one of the banks have no idea where to send you.
You know, some people would think, if I wrote this up as a business plan and I tried to sell it to somebody, they would think I was insane. If you go to any attorney, and I've sat in lawyers' offices in the last 5 years, and I've explained what I'm doing, and they just shake their head and say, you mean you've got a system of what's essentially practicing law in 50 states. In 50 states, you have a system that applies to all 50 states, and you can show the average consumer how to use this system and be almost like his own lawyer. And you're winning cases, and they can't believe it. And it's right. There's nothing wrong about this system. I've talked with attorney after attorney, and they say, well, I can't see anything wrong that you're doing here.
So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think people would want to know? Do they get this report that I've read, can they get that online so they see a little bit of the beginning of it?
Yeah, they can. They can download it in minutes. It's called How to Eliminate Your Mortgage and 90% of Your Credit Card Debt for Under $1,801.
Okay.
It's an introductory course. It's about 46 pages long. It's got 10 sections, and it goes through some basic things that people are always interested in. For example, how do I respond to the debt collection notice I got in the mail? It's a detailed explanation of how to do that. Another section deals with how to fix my credit. And believe it or not, instead of spending hundreds of dollars for $20, you can get this little section that tells you everything you need to know about fixing your credit. There's also another section that deals with how to stop harassing phone calls. There's two things you can do. One, there's a phrase you can say to the caller. And we give you the sample letter that you send to the caller. You probably will never hear from them again, ever. The other thing, there's a fourth major section that deals with mortgages, student loans, and other promissory note types of debts. It explains to you how the note is used to create the money, and the way it's used makes the customer the lender. And because it's a promissory note, I can use that note to show them why I don't owe the money and have the note canceled and the mortgage canceled.
Wow.
Still an introduction, and it gets you a little perspective on how the strategies look on paper.
Yeah, I mean, I read through everything, and it was a pretty easy read. There's some complicated things, and I think the one thing that maybe the people that listen to this, if they're going to get it, have to do is stop for a second before they read it and suspend your belief in what you have been taught by the system.
Just open your mind.
Open your mind and say, you know, here's some new information that has been kept from me because it's the system's advantage to keep it from you.
We actually uploaded the new version. I rewrote a lot of major parts of that intro book today, and it'll be uploaded later today and tomorrow. It's got a section there that has a list of all the cases that our customers have won. It's actually a percentage of the cases, because not everybody tells us when they win a case.
Right.
But whenever I see on my desk an order signed by a court dismissing a lawsuit from a bank, I publish that.
Right.
And I don't know of anyone else who's able to do that. We have a list of testimonials, of course, that explain, you know, people's experiences and things like that. So
yeah.
That's all in the book. There's also, that's the first time I've ever published this, is a bibliography of the authority, legal foundation, and sources of what I've used over the years to build this course.
Okay.
So you can go back and verify my sources and see that it's for real. I'm not the only one that created this information.
So this is information, but you've really...
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Collected information and not created this information.
Well, I've created the strategy.
Yep.
The information's there. You would spend a couple of years doing it yourself and then testing it to get the case experience from the attorneys who respond.
Yep.
That's how I've learned a lot from their response. So it's learning. It's a new publication. But it is a collection of stuff that's old. It's like 100 years old. Yeah, when the Congress says we create money from nothing, okay, when there's a congressional report, how do I use that report to stop Chase from garnishing my paycheck? Well, I'm going to show you how to do that.
And that you've come up with a strategy to how to use their information against them.
Exactly. I've taken all the rules of court, civil procedure in all 50 states, and read most of them, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was not fun.
I bet.
But over the years, I've read them, I've gotten their procedures down, and I've written my procedures based on those rules.
Are the rules different from state to state?
They vary just a little bit. Most of them are very similar to the federal rules. They like to copy the Fed. This interesting thing I like to explain to people is once you understand how the court system works, then you're better able to avoid the courtroom because you know your rights and you know what you can and can't do. You know what judge will listen to what. You know what the judge will listen to.
Yeah.
And so because I understand how, for example, what a motion for summary judgment is, I understand what letter I need to send them today. And you don't have to think about that stuff. I've already done it. You just follow the steps.
So really, it's an, you know, follow step A through Z, and you'll have cleaned up a lot of your credit and freed yourself with the money to pay for the things that you have to pay for.
It's only beneficial. The more you follow the course, the better it gets.
I think it's an amazing system that you've created. There are some people I think that'll get it and probably won't use it because they don't believe it, because they'll be scared.
We're always here answering questions. That's a lot. In fact, I answer anywhere from 50 to 200 emails a day, and I answer constantly questions. It doesn't faze me at all.
What's your background?
I used to work in the computer industry used to work for IBM back in the early 90s doing software support. And then I worked for Motorola. We made microchips just shortly after that. But I started doing this research part-time, and I developed these publications on a part-time basis. And my background is that I don't have a law degree. I have a 2-year college degree, and that's about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a PhD law professor that wrote this course. I'm just like everybody else.
And the thing is, this course isn't based on theory. It's
no.
Based on case studies that have actually happened. It's not someone, you're not coming to them and saying, you know what, this would be a cool idea to try. If you want to try this, you might get through with that. You're going to say, hey, there's been, I've done this, or a bunch of my clients have done this, and this works.
Yeah.
8 times out of 10, this works.
I'll tell you what, in 10 years, I know that this course has been used for about 10,000 collections. It's been tested over 10,000 times around the country in all 50 states. It's gone through the ringer. It has a lot of tests.
And it's tested with the same success.
Yeah. It's gotten the same. Every time we, you know, if we lose a case, for example, I'll go back and find out why.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the person didn't do everything right, or maybe they did and something happened with the court. So I'll go and write a new procedure. Or if I see a trend, like with MBNA, I'll write a new procedure to handle that. So it just keeps on going.
That's amazing. That's a lot of dedication to your clients and to your future clients.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people's lives at stake.
Yeah.
You know, when they have this, because this really can be the difference for them between having a life that's full of happiness and having a life of misery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really just spending the rest of their life paying the man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, John, it's been really amazing to talk to you about this, because it's something I never knew about before, because I never did this kind of research and wouldn't know how to start it.
Well, I appreciate the chance for the interview. I could probably talk for all day, and you'd hate me after that, so.
No, I'd probably like you even better. You got an incredible mind to come up with this kind of stuff and to put it all together, and I think it's smart that you offer it as a course for people. Now, if somebody says to themselves they get this and they're just, you know, they're not of the mindset or they're too flustered and that sort of stuff and they just can't get through it, you guys have people that could do this for them?
Yeah, we do, actually. Some people are just, they just can't do it. They just don't want to, maybe. and they'll say, help me, save me. And they'll say, what we'll do is, we're going to email like that. We'll respond back saying, tell us what your situation is. They write back two sentences, and we say, okay, here's what we need. We'll either send them the document, say, put your name here, fill in these facts, send it back, we'll check it over, and then we'll send it back for you to file or mail. That's pretty much how it works.
I mean, but for the most part, it's fill in the blanks.
It is, yeah. It has to be.
It's not hard for somebody. Somebody that, like you said, they got to go through the course, and they'll have a much better time with it if they understand the concepts that you've built it on.
Oh, sure, yeah. I get people that, in fact, one guy in particular, he ordered a thing a couple of years ago, and every 3 months he goes, hey, I just got another one. I just want another one. I just want another one.
That's wild. And I imagine if you've got all this debt and it's burdening you, and by sending in a letter or making a phone call or sending in this correct document, all of a sudden they stop bothering you. Oh, my God, it's got to be like winning the lottery.
You have nothing to lose, and it's so empowering to get on the phone, and you're not afraid to answer the phone because you know it's that collector calling you at 6 o'clock at night. And you answer the phone, and they say, hey, Mr. Smith there, we're calling about your account. And you say the next thing, and you just, this weight is lifted off your shoulder because it's the thing they don't want to hear.
And you know the magic words to tell them.
There's a couple of things, and once you say those things, the world is yours. That person is not going to call you again.
So you can, again, you can start answering your phone again.
It's just like using your block sender list on email.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just go through. You'll hear one more call from each of the collectors, and you get on that phone, and you're never going to hear from them again. Most of the time, 99% of the time. Sometimes you'll have a collector that has a personal vendetta that has to keep calling you because you showed them up in that last call.
Yeah.
And we have a way to handle that one, too.
That's wild.
One more time, but we have a way to handle that one.
That's wild. Well, you're very generous to put all this stuff together for all the people. There's a lot of people, especially in an economy like we have now, that are hurting. I think it's a great thing that you've done. I think that people will get a hell of an education here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, John.
You're very welcome.
7272.